Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Take What You Need podcast, hosted by me, Ann Finellis. I'm your one and only host for this podcast. You guys, I've been trying to record this podcast for quite a bit, and now I have like a runny nose. I don't think it's allergies. I think someone got me sick. But anyways, I'm doing okay. How are you doing? How are you feeling? If you're new, welcome. If you are a listener who's just been waiting for a few episodes, welcome back. Thank you for still supporting me. Thank you for still being here. It matters to me tremendously. I appreciate your support. And yeah, this episode is going to be a conversational episode like all the other episodes. Take What You Need is not a podcast to give advice. It is more of a conversational podcast. And the question I have for you today is, what keeps you youthful? What keeps you young? What keeps you going? Well, the last question is probably not really necessary. I just heard it from a movie and I wanted to repeat it here. Anyways, my 31st birthday was in April, April 8th. If you forgot, it's too late. Don't have to say anything else. But I thought to myself, even though I wasn't doing the things that I wanted to do for my birthday, which I wanted to be somewhere in South Florida, preferably out of the country, but I made it do what it do. And I had fun overall on my birthday in the States, in New York. But I wondered, as I am getting older, what keeps me youthful? What do I want to do to continue to keep my youthfulness? And it's a very interesting question, because a lot of times in society, we think about the vanity of it all in terms of staying beautiful by doing new skincare products or getting work done in your face or getting work done in your body or trying to keep up with the young kids. And for the young kids, they're trying to keep up with us. They're doing skincare routines. They're looking into what things they can do to make their body looks better. They try to dress up a little bit older. And I think age can be defined by so many factors. But most importantly is, how do you define your age? I remember when I used to go to a gym and I would always go to these group fitness classes. I really enjoyed it. Y'all, I was active back then. I miss it. I need to get back to it. I'm slowly progressing into it, but I've been a little bit of a slacker. But I say all that to say is, there were so many older individuals at the group fitness classes, and I was trying to keep up with them. Like, they were ahead of me. They were like working out and having fun. And to me, I didn't see them as people who were older. I see them as people who are youthful. And our society is so obsessed with looking young, but overall, do we feel young? Do the vanity and the vain things that we do make us still feel young, make us still feel youthful? I don't think so. I think we focus too much on that, and we should be living in order to experience the youthfulness of being young. And it's by doing. It's what you do. It's a part of what you look, but I think what you look is secondary to what you do, because what you do will reflect. I remember when I was turning 25 years old, I was like scared. I'm like, oh my God. I remember when turning 25 made you feel like you were turning such an old age. Y'all, I was like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm turning 25. That's a quarter of a century. And I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have this. I don't have that. It's like, what's going on in my life? And I turned 25. And I'm like, whoa. And then I started living out that. And then I realized, girl, I'm young. And now when I see other girls or people or who are turning 25 and they're like, oh my gosh, I feel so old. I don't know what I'm doing. No, girl, life has just begun. You're now in a different era, as we all say. But it's all about what you do to keep you young. For me, turning 30 wasn't as scary. It was a little bit nerve-wracking because I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a whole different decade for me. What does this even mean? Am I getting married? What's going on in my life? It didn't feel the same way as turning 25 was. So for me, it was just, I turned 30 and I wanted to celebrate with my friends, and it was all about what I did to celebrate that. Now, when I think about what keeps me young, is I think about what keeps me active, what keeps me creative, what keeps me motivated, what keeps me from not just doing nothing. And for me, the answer is I love to be around people that I love. I love to meet new people. As much as I was like, back then the old me was like, oh, I don't really like meeting new people. It's nerve wracking. It was only because I was a little bit, not self-conscious, I would say, but I was a little bit just shy in a way. But then I realized that I'm not really shy. Like meeting people for me at first is a little bit like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I had to be like, girl, get out of your head and just be yourself. So what keeps me youthful, I would say, meeting new people, exercising, and I love to try different exercises. I wish I could be a Pilates girl. I wish I can go to Pilates every now and then, but Pilates is very expensive. Why are all the fun things in life expensive? I think it's because I have expensive taste, but like, they don't have Pilates on a budget. I do also love solid core, but the price and also the studio isn't as close to me, but I love exercising. I love working out. I am currently right now trying to learn tennis. I bought me a tennis rack and some tennis balls, and I'm like, you know what? I do want to live in South Florida one day, and I'm going to join a tennis club, but I don't want to join a tennis club and I suck. I want to join a tennis club and I'm, you know, at least, you know, level 2, level 3 tennis player. So I'm doing that because also I want to get my steps in. I just want to be active overall. That's why I love exercising. Well, let me not say love exercising. I like exercising. Not too much. I like it a lot to want to learn more about it and to just move my body. My goal and my goal forever is to keep my body moving. As someone who works at a desk, and sometimes in the office, sometimes at home, being so stationary makes me so lethargic. And then I realized, well, during the pandemic, I was just gaining weight like crazy. So to me, it's like, move your body, stay fit, stay active, because this body, I don't want to be old one day and then realize, oh, I should have moved more. I should have done this. The thing about being healthy is all about preventative care. And it's so simple. Eating healthy, exercising, moving your body, you know, reading books, enriching yourself. It's all about what you do to keep yourself youthful. I love to be in love. I love my friends. I love my boyfriend. I love my family. I love to be in love. And that's why for me, I don't have a lot of hate in my heart. I mean, I hate the bad things of the world, but I can never hate people. I'm such a lover girl. I love to be loved. Like, it's easier to love and it's hard to hate. And sometimes in life, we have to do the hard things, but that ain't one of them. You don't have to do that as a hard thing. Also, I love shopping. I love to shop. I need to come down on the shopping, though. I need to go back to thrifting, to be quite honest with you. I love reading. I love travel. And unfortunately, I love to daydream. I need to stop daydreaming and actually start writing. But I also love writing as well. I just haven't done it in a while. But when you are thinking about your age is what you do, the things that you experience. That's why there are some people that you meet and you ask them, oh my gosh, you feel so youthful. Like they say, oh, I'm 60-something years old. You're 60? Girl, I would never know. It's like, it's what they do. It's their lifestyle overall. Your lifestyle reflects who you are and it's what you do. If you're somebody who's a hater, they look like a hater. They're a little bit older. They're a little bit, you know, not as youthful. Now, I'm not going to say a skincare routine is not necessary. A skincare routine is absolutely necessary. We all should have one. It's good for you to have. But most importantly, you want to stay youthful in a way that enriches your body. You take care of the body and the soul, and it takes care of you. So the next time you have a birthday coming up and you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm getting old, and you have that anxiety and that stress, write it down. Think about it. So when you look back, you can see, wow, I was feeling all of this and it's not even that serious. I'm not saying that all of our problems are not serious, but really ask yourself, what can I do to keep myself youthful? Aside from the skincare routine, aside from wanting to get some work done, aside from the vanity of it all. What keeps you youthful? And that basically concludes this podcast for today. I kept it short, sweet, and, you know, to the point. I really hope that you think about this episode and really answer these questions for yourself. It is so hard nowadays to Well, it can be hard. It's not hard. It can be hard nowadays to be wrapped up into what everyone else is doing to stay youthful. I know the kids nowadays are into retinol and stuff like that. I haven't even took the steps and get into something like that because I'm like, I look good for my age. Now, I did buy a little bit of eye cream from Good Molecules, and it's only because I wake up early in the morning and I look tired. But then again, what am I doing for me to look tired? I don't get enough sleep. Oh, also, I love sleeping. How did I not mention that? But anyways, this concludes the podcast. Thank you for listening, and let's talk next week. Take care. Bye.